2001, the death planes brought New York a horror unknown. And Washington City near to Pittsburgh as well, they showed all of Manhattan a picture of hell. And when the towers crumbled to mountains of stone, America's proud isolation was gone. Things will never be the same there, no, never, no more. For the madmen have shaken that land to the core. In their shock and despair, in their grief and dismay, people crowded together to worship and pray. Their churches were filled, their lamentations were loud for the victims who died in that monstrous cloud. They sing, God bless America, faces to heaven. Their God on September 11th. For the madmen prayed too, though to us it's absurd. Their prayers were answered, their prayers were heard. So I ask where we stand now, and what can it mean if the good God can be a just cause with such fiends? And why does he speak to grim prophets alone, who interpret his words before passing them on? For God's man's invention, the reverse is not true, because all gods were immortal, and there lies a clue. It seems clear to me, in both the West and the East, those who love their gods most love their fellow man least. Those who love their gods most love their fellow.